who's your hero? Can you imagine having the chance to not only meet that incredible individual, but to study with them as well? That's what happened to Maren Alsop, and she darn near had a heart attack. At least that's how she remembers it. Fortunately, that didn't happen, and her experience with Leonard Bernstein was incredibly memorable. That's what she talks about on this week's edition of New Classical Tracks as we celebrate her new 8-CD box set of all the recordings she's made of his music. I'm Julie Almacher. Enjoy. Was it your parents who encouraged you to watch the young people's concerts that Leonard Bernstein created?
Well, yes. We would watch them on TV, I remember, on Sunday afternoons. And I remember that I liked the Beatles also, and I talked them into buying me two posters, one of the Beatles and one of Leonard Bernstein. So those are the two posters that adorned my wall as I grew up. And my dad eventually took me to a live concert, when I was about 9 years old and Bernstein was conducting. And as soon as I saw him on the podium, I leaned over to my dad. I said, "Oh, this is so cool. I really want to be the conductor."
So tell me what it must have been like when you got that opportunity to study with Bernstein. I mean, here you've had his poster on your wall as you're growing up.
You know, through my father, who was concertmaster of the New York City Ballet, I had the opportunity to meet Bernstein a few times, but I was too terrified. My dad would say, "Hey, I can introduce you to the maestro." I said, no. I didn't want any part of that because I was so scared. I think I was fearful that this hero of mine somehow wouldn't live up to what I imagined and wouldn't take me seriously about wanting to be a conductor. I don't know what my fears were, but when I eventually became his student and went to Tanglewood to study with him, you can imagine. I mean, I was so excited about it that I was concerned that I might have a heart attack and miss it because I was so excited. But that's not what happened at all. As soon as I started working with him, as soon as I met him, really, I felt exponentially in love with him. It wasn't just a fantasy, you know, it wasn't just a dream I had about him, but here was the real person who exceeded all of my expectations. He was so warm and so generous in his attention and his sharing of music and his knowledge about conducting. And also, I think most importantly, and really most surprisingly in a way, he believed in me and encouraged me to find myself, my own voice, and trust that voice and go with my instinct. And, you know, I can't say enough about what an incredible human being he was and how grateful I am that I saw him when I was 9 years old and that I had that poster in my room and that it all worked out the way it did.
That is a dream come true, it certainly sounds like.
Yeah, it was, for sure.
I am looking at the 8-CD box set that has just recently been released, which is the complete Naxos recordings of Leonard Bernstein's music, which you have recorded. Have you seen that photo that's on the front?
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? I love it.
Do you remember that photo?
I remember the moment. I don't remember the photo, but I certainly remember. I remember that moment. It's at Tanglewood, and, you know, it's where Bernstein's showing me. And I remember, I think this is where he said, "Now, look, don't imitate me, but do it like this." I loved, you know, he said such great things.
I was thinking, now there's so much on this recording, so I'm going to ask you, which I know will be difficult for you to do, to pick out some of the highlights. As I'm sharing this box set with our listeners, I would love to hear your perspective or maybe a story that he shared with you about some of the things on here that you really want to make sure that listeners zoom in on.
You know, every disc is special to me. Every piece he wrote is incredibly special. But I think his Mass that I recorded with the Baltimore Symphony is one of those pieces that is transformative.
Sing God a simple song,
a way, it's almost his Mahler 8th symphony. You know, this is a piece where he's reaching out to include everyone and to share his message about unity and humanity and tolerance and embrace and belief with everyone. It's an eclectic piece, as you can well imagine, with rock and blues and jazz, but it's beautifully tied together, as only Bernstein could do. And I know that this was a piece that caused him a lot of anguish, in a way, because it wasn't a piece that was easily accepted by critics. It caused a lot of political backlash, even though people didn't know the piece when it came out, but there was a lot of resistance, and it caused different factions to develop, you know, some religious factions who felt that Mass should be, you know, shouldn't be this sacrilegious, and there was a lot about this piece, I think, that broke his heart. But for me, it's really a perfect manifestation, summary of what Bernstein was all about, which was like just a huge hug. And that every journey we go on as human beings is a journey towards self-discovery. And by discovering ourselves, we really discover this great world of unity and connection. And I hope that if he could hear the Mass in the way the Baltimore Symphony and the cast play it, that he would feel at peace. Laude, laude, laude. Laude, laude, di, da, di. De. All of my day.
There are also a couple of world premieres in this collection. Could you talk a little bit about those, or maybe point us at some of your favorites?
Sure. I'm very excited. The two latest CDs that are included in this box set are recordings I made with the Sao Paulo Symphony. And I'm particularly excited to share a series of small pieces that comprise what's called the Bernstein Birthday Bouquet. And these were pieces that were written by colleagues of Bernstein, composers, people like John Corleano, Luciano Berio, Jacob Druckmann, William Schumann, John Williams, Lucas Foss. There's so many. And they were a birthday gift for his 70th birthday. So for me, these are wonderful because I was actually there at his 70th birthday celebration at Tanglewood when these pieces were premiered. And each one uses his New York, New York theme. That was sort of the premise, to pay tribute to Bernstein on his birthday and somehow incorporate this this tune he wrote. And they're phenomenal. They're so inventive and so creative. I remember that moment when he was listening to them and how touched he was. And I don't think many of them have been played again since. So this is a real treat. And another world premiere featured on these recordings is of his anniversaries, which were a series of piano pieces he wrote for friends, and they've been beautifully orchestrated by Garth Sunderland. So we're also premiering those, and they're very personal, and they're like little tiny gifts that he gave to the people he cared about.
What did you learn from Leonard Bernstein that you still think about or apply today?
Well, I think there are many really important takeaways. It's hard to distill. But for Bernstein, the role of the conductor was always clear, that we are here to serve the composer, that we are the messengers of the composer. And that is a big responsibility, and one that can never not be our priority. Also, that every piece of music has a narrative, and he was an incredible storyteller, just the most wonderful storyteller. I mean, and if he didn't know the story, he'd make it up, and it was even better than the real story. And that it's our job and our responsibility to understand the narrative and get that story across, and that every story has a moral, and it's important that everyone understands that moral and can walk away with that. So for me, it was all about storytelling and feeling the joy and the love and the privilege of being the messenger of the composer. But also I learned by observing and watching him what it is to be a human being and to be a citizen of the world. He was someone who stood up for what he believed in, whether you agreed with him or not. I so respected his ability to get behind a cause and really champion what he believed in. And I found it inspiring, and it really shaped, I think, in many ways, along with my parents' influence, the way I want to lead my life and the kind of contribution I hope I can make to the world.
A celebration of Leonard Bernstein with conductor Marinelle Sopp on this week's edition of New Classical Tracks. With special thanks to Valerie Kaler for producing this episode, I'm Julie Amacher, and this is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media.